AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. 3 days after Donald Trump formally launched a presidential campaign, Attorney General Merrick Garland named a special counsel to overlook two probes related to the ex-president. The AP Sagar Magani has the story.
Garland says Trump's announcement and President Biden's likely re-election bid were both factors.
It is in the public interest to appoint a special counsel
to oversee two ongoing criminal investigations.
The first, as described in court filings in the District of Columbia, is the investigation into whether any person or entity unlawfully interfered with the transfer of power following the 2020 presidential election or the certification of the Electoral College vote held on or about January 6, 2021. The second is the ongoing investigation involving classified documents and other presidential records, as well as the possible obstruction of that investigation.
Garland has named veteran prosecutor Jack Smith as special counsel.
Jack Smith has built a reputation as an impartial and determined prosecutor.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Stocks finished higher, the Dow up 199 points. President Biden says it will take time to ease the effects of inflation.
In 6 short weeks, Americans are going to start to feel the effects of the Inflation Reduction Act.
Officials in Georgia asked a court to immediately block a judge's ruling striking down the state's abortion ban. It allows the procedure to again be performed beyond about 6 weeks of pregnancy. Citing the need for further investigation, authorities released a man who was arrested on suspicion of attempted murder of a peace officer after the SUV he was driving crashed into Los Angeles County Sheriff's recruits on a training run. 25 were injured. Ukraine's electricity grid chief is warning of hours-long power outages as Russia zeroes in on Ukraine's energy infrastructure with heavy artillery and missile attacks. This is AP News. Dozens of nations, spearheaded by Vanuatu, say they want an advisory opinion on countries' legal obligations to respond to people impacted by climate change.
Antigua and Barbuda's Environment Minister, Mulwin Joseph, who's spoken on behalf of small island states, says the AOSIS group will benefit greatly from this initiative, saying the moment of this advisory legal opinion is now, while Vanuatu's Ralph Regenvavu welcomed the growing coalition of nations in support of the move. Many small island states have concerns about an EU proposal on loss and damage funding for countries vulnerable to climate change made late Thursday at the talks. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The AP has declared the election in Colorado's 3rd congressional district too close to call. Democrat Adam Frisch conceded in his tight House race against Republican Lauren Boebert that is likely headed for a recount. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.